This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Down. Got the whole brick and I bust it down. She 10 out of 10, so I bust it down. Bust it down, 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 bust it down. Got the AP just to bust it down. Got the rollie just to bust it down. Got the whole brick and I bust it down. She 10 out of 10, so I bust it down. Bust it down, 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 bust it down. Baby, you 10 out of 10. Come like a brick in the pan. I might just fuck you again. Bang. Chop you again and again. Bang. She never reckon with them. No. She know we ball in the prem. Yeah. All of this money we spending. Winning, babe, I got the ring. Half of these niggas are lying. Fake ass trappers. Yeah, no one ain't getting no money. All of my niggas are shining. Big ass diamonds. No one ain't taking this from me. Hey. All of my niggas on fuckery. Bust down a rollie. Bust up a check. Bust up a boy for respect. Bust up a check. Bust up a boy for respect. Got the AP just to bust it down. Got the rollie just to bust it down. Got the whole brick and I bust it down. She 10 out of 10, so I bust it down. Bust it down, 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 bust it down. Got the AP just to bust it down. Got the rollie just to bust it down. Got the whole brick and I bust it down. She 10 out of 10, so I bust it down. Bust it down, 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 bust it down.
I bought a rollie and bust it down. Got an AP and it's flooded out. Don't want your bitch, I'ma put it out. Sipping that lean, gotta pour it out. Bust down, new freeze on me right now. Put up in the coupe, I'm swerving. Right in the Mazda, that's no Suburban. Buying her too many purses. Wanna talk about ice, got all that. Young nigga walk around with the big rat. Stand in the bender, I whip a pack. Might take your bitch and I give her back. Bust down, bust down. Got me a check and I bought a bust down. Riding with a chopper, AP and a 100 round. Bad bitch wanna bust down.
Got the AP just to bust it down. Got the rollie just to bust it down. Got the whole brick and I bust it down. She 10 out of 10, so I bust it down. Bust it down, 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 bust it down. Got the AP just to bust it down. Got the rollie just to bust it down. Got the whole brick and I bust it down. She 10 out of 10, so I bust it down. Bust it down, 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 bust it down.
Touch it. Stepped in the game all icy, causing a ruckus. Ice. They love it when they see me with the Santos face all busted.
They love it.
Came up from nothing, now young niggas taking a piss. And he ain't taking no shit. Run up on fuck nigga, fuck, leave a fuck nigga wet. Break them bricks, boy, we're good on these streets, man, we handle our biz.
Profits.
Then I run on the stage and I bust it down. No play, James, man, we bust it now. OTB, yeah, we bustin' now.
Just to bust it down, got the rollie just to bust it down, got the whole brick and I bust it down. She 10 out of 10, so I bust it down. Bust it down, 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 bust it down. Got the AP just to bust it down, got the rollie just to bust it down, got the whole brick and I bust it down. She 10 out of 10, so I bust it down. Bust it down, 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 bust it down.
What's up? It's Wednesday.
Is it?
It's 4:03.
Cheese.
How did you believe it was Wednesday? But how did you not believe it was Wednesday, but you believed me that it was 4:03?
Because, I don't know.
Am I more likely to lie about the day than the time?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll bear that in mind. It is Wednesday. It's 4:04 now.
No, we've got a script. I'd like you to stick to it.
Oh my god, we've got a script for the first time ever.
Why?
Why is that, Natalie?
Just zhuzhing things up a bit.
Zhuzhing? Yeah. That seems like it's de-zhuzhing.
No, it's zhuzhing. It's very much zhuzhing upwards.
No, that's de-zhuzhing.
What's de-zhuzhing?
The opposite of zhuzhing.
What's zhuzhing then?
You just used the word.
Pepping it up, making it fabulous.
Yeah, but when it's scripted, it feels like it's more monotonous and like we've got to say the script. That's less panaz and zhuzh.
You have to read it because it says we are and then starts with your name.
It's good to start a show with names of presenters.
What we'll do is we'll start a poll.
Can you do it in a presenter voice?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
I'm just going to quickly run in and say that is the least zhuzhy opening line ever.
Let the nation decide.
Mm. All right.
As they're all listening. Hello and welcome to the show.
Good start, strong.
We are Michael Payne, Harley Sylvester, and Rhys Anderson.
Oh, I didn't know. You've been talking for 2 minutes. I didn't know who you were. See? It's good. It's already.
Yeah, I just said their names for them as well.
Is that included
in the zhuzh?
It's up to you.
Keep on going.
This afternoon, we have Mr. Motivator and Shoudow on the show.
Yep, good.
As always, we'd like your problems on our hump day. Can I offer a problem of my own?
Yeah, this script.
Yeah.
This is, okay.
You can get in touch with us by emailing hump@fubarradio.com or tweet us @fubarradio. Begin chat.
Exactly. Everything's boxes ticked there.
Well, we've talked about everything now, so I'm done.
Yeah.
It's actually a wrap up.
You can leave now.
Clock off now. Play 14 songs.
We always get in the usual stuff.
Mm.
Natalie doesn't like us to not introduce ourselves at the very top of the show.
I'd like to know who you are, because I forget.
Yeah, have you been banging your head on headboards again,
maybe.
Natalie?
Who are you?
Natalie.
That's a good point. How come you weren't included in the script?
Yeah. Okay, I messed up. I did. No, you're right, I messed up there.
She's so wrapped up in Sarah Dabunda, she's forgotten who she is.
Yeah, I didn't know. It's good to clarify.
She's so wrapped up in zhuzhing that she's forgotten who she is.
I don't know if there's zhuzhing. I like the word, but now I feel like I wasn't using it correctly.
I might start calling you Zhuzhina.
I like that. Like Orangina, but Zhuzhina.
Or like Georgina.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah,
you know that name Georgina that sounds like Zhuzhina?
Yeah, yeah,
that
true.
Thing.
Orangina.
Yeah.
Okay. Orangina.
Yeah. Orangina from Essex.
Orangina. I call her Orangina.
She's got a bit of sunbed. I don't know how you kind of make the transition to the bits over to a human, though.
No. So we'll shake the bottle, wake the drink.
Wake, Orangina.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I love Orangina.
I love an Orangina.
Mm. I only have Orangina in foreign countries.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a very good point.
I only have it in France.
Mm.
I don't think I've ever had an Orangina on the British Isles.
You can buy it, but you can't buy it in the little glass bottles.
It comes in big normal
2 litre bottles.
I mean, that's the only thing that makes Orangina delicious.
It's got to be in glass.
Yeah, it's got to be that glass, big bottom
like
glass
a vase
bottle.
Almost.
Yeah.
Mm. I love that bottle.
That's nice. Do you remember Sunkissed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss that.
Drinking in the sun, Sunkissed is the one.
That's literally
all
I drank.
Natalie's pretty nang. Doesn't know what candy floss tastes like, but knows about Sunkissed.
I loved a Sunkissed.
I loved the Sunkissed. The marketing got to her, innit? Yeah. I love the Sunkissed. I like to drink it in the sun.
I do.
She's mad tropical when she drinks it, innit? She thinks you have to talk like that.
Yeah. Have you still yet to taste candy floss?
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet.
Of course you have. Oh, no, I was meant to bring it in for you, but I didn't.
I've tried popcorn.
The problem is with candy floss.
Same thing, yeah.
Same.
When candy floss is in a bag, and you like shake it about, it actually goes down into like a tiny little ball of sugar. So you'd have to get fresh candy floss if you wanted to bring it in for Natalie to test.
Yeah.
Oh, where do you buy this stuff from?
At the fun fair.
Yeah.
There isn't one around here.
Exactly.
Probably is one somewhere.
On a little...
On a park.
Yeah,
on a
grassy.
In a neighbourhood park somewhere.
In an estate. Or
yeah, there's a steam fair going on right now.
Do toy shops not sell them?
Toy shops?
No, because they sell toys. And this is a food stuff.
A food product.
Like food, for kid food though, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they just have bags of candy floss next to the toy trains.
Okay.
Refreshments for them long shopping trips in the toy store,
innit?
You're going to need to pep your energy up sometimes. Smash this pure sugar.
Candy floss is
This is great for your kids. They're already excited.
Yes.
They're in a toy shop. Give him some sugar as well.
Give him like
some dyed sugar.
Like some really dyed, concentrated sugar.
That'll make them behave themselves.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
We're taking the script away.
Yeah, I think so.
It's gone.
Yeah,
it's bullshit.
Look what's happened.
We've begun the chat anyway. The chat's
become unruly. You put that script in and we became unruly on purpose.
Yeah, that's for later.
Speaking of people being unruly and making rules.
Yes.
This disgusting Republican has said that men should be allowed, I don't even know if I can read this, should be allowed to grab women's nipples if they are breastfeeding in public. I don't even know why this is a story.
Because he's a dick.
But what do you mean by grab the light?
I'm gonna
delve in.
As we proceed. Although men and women are legally allowed to expose their nipples in the state of New Hampshire, some state representatives have taken to social media to combat women's rights to expose their bodies. We should probably go back to the very beginning of this, actually, because they sort of slid that fact in.
I didn't know that, did you?
I didn't know that men and women were legally allowed to expose their nipples in the state of New Hampshire.
Well, you're allowed to expose your nipples wherever the hell you like. I'm not, so that's not very
fair.
Do
you want to?
Sometimes.
I can imagine why you'd want to just be naked sometimes.
It's hot.
Yeah, of course.
Hot. Like, you often get your nipples out in here.
Yeah.
I don't.
But we encourage it.
We're not against it. We've
never once said, Nat, don't get your nipples out.
No, it might look weird when guests come in if we're all just sat here topless, though. More me, really.
Well, then they'll probably get the vibe of the show, if, do you know what I mean? It'll,
yeah.
Oh, everyone's
it'll
naked.
Set the tone.
Yeah.
I think so. Okay. All right, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens today.
New Hampshire State Rep Josh Moore said on Facebook that men should be allowed to grab the nipples of breastfeeding mothers if the law banning women exposing their breasts did not pass. The bill, which is solely supported by Republicans, no surprises there, states that a woman could be charged with a misdemeanor if she purposely exposes the areola or nipple of her breast in public, in a public place and in the presence of another person with reckless disregard for whether a reasonable person would be offended or alarmed by such an act. When New Hampshire State Rep Amanda Baldwin criticized the bill on Facebook, Josh Moore came back with this post, complete with typos. Who doesn't support a mother's right to feed? Don't give me the liberal talking points, Amanda. If it's a woman's natural inclination to pull her nipple out in public and you support that, then you should have no problem with a man's inclination to stare at it and grab it. After all, it's all relative and natural, right?
Wow.
People then took to Twitter to vent their frustration with the Republicans' views. I love that. All it was frustration. It's like, oh, you're saying it again. Why'd you got to say that again? Comparing the incident to supporting rape culture, which is exactly what it is, and which is why frustration is a bit of a fucking understatement. Despite the outcry, Miss Baldwin responded on Twitter that she just wished for the bill not to be passed, as any reasonable person.
Yeah.
All right, so if he's saying it's all natural... You can't pick which kind of like caveman instincts that you want. Like, do you know, if you think it's natural and you should be able to grab and stare at a nipple,
she should be able to kill you.
And yeah, you should also have to like eat other people's shit, wear no clothes. Do you know what I mean? Live under a rock. Like that's what you have to do. You can't just pick and choose which instincts that you want.
This is about equal rights, purely. This bill being passed with women being able to expose any part of their body that they so wish, as well as men, is about equal rights. But he's now taking it, because he can't get his own way, he's like, alright, but men should be able to grab the tits then, because that's what all men want to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't, it's not, I mean, fuck off, mate.
Fuck off, mate.
Yeah,
that's all we got to say to you.
Yeah, but then I don't understand what kind of man has the inclination. I mean, you've presumably
I've seen some nice breasts in my time.
Have you seen boobs before?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah? And the thing is,
nipples. Yeah,
it's all about context, isn't it? Well, if you're in a country, if you're in a part of the world where it's been sort of desexualized, it's just a normal thing. You want to bear all, that's your business. It doesn't mean you want to fuck all the time.
No.
Then I'm going to be able to walk around, see a topless one, and go, cool. But in my head, I might go, nice breasts. Right. I'm not going to lie to you.
I might
say that.
That's okay. But would your inclination be your natural
to grab them? No.
To go grab a boob, even if you were going out with that person?
My natural inclination.
Inclination
is to do the opposite, not look,
look away,
and not grab.
But then is that natural or is that societal? Is that a construct?
No,
that's natural.
No, because then that's what this is all about. It's about desensitizing you and saying that the naked body is just a thing. It's like it's us, isn't it? It's us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So if you're looking away when you see a naked one, that's not the point.
I feel like if I was to see a nipple, I'd look at it. To be fair, I would look at the nipple. I wouldn't look away if it
it's
was
like you look at someone's face. You don't look away when you look at someone's face because it's acceptable to look in someone's face.
Right.
Right. But if you're walking along and you see a man topless, it's a man topless. If you're walking along and you see a woman topless, you're going to want to stare, but then you're probably, because of societal constructs, you're going to look away. You're going to be like, shit, I shouldn't be looking at this woman who's clearly just standing in front of me naked at the bus stop.
Yeah.
She doesn't mind.
I would look.
But obviously, if you don't, you're not meant to leer. Like, don't get on any buses. Wait for her bus to come before you even leave there, and just like stand there staring at her. But you know,
Well,
just be normal.
I think what you're forgetting here is it's obvious that they would say this because he's a Republican. And as we know from Trump, they like to grab things. Trump with a pussy.
Yeah. This is a very good point.
This guy with a nipple.
Maybe it is a Republican.
They grab things. Yeah, they do.
Yeah. So, this is a very good point.
What advice do you have to give to this guy? First of all, stop being a Republican.
Wait, can we cut his hands off? Are we allowed to?
I don't think we're allowed to.
Well, that's natural.
Yeah, because I mean, that's what I like naturally want to do, knowing that he wants to.
So just so you'd like him to cut his own hands off?
No, can we?
No,
do
we don't, he'd only be able to cut one off technically.
He'd have to kind of. Yeah, it's
a bit like you'd have a guillotine.
One good wrist. Yeah,
it's a bit like how you can't crucify yourself. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, true.
Oh, true. Yeah. Oh,
unless you're really good at ropes, unless you smashed it in Boy Scouts.
How would you do that?
Because really, truly, crucifying wasn't with nails.
What was it with?
Traditionally, it was rope. It was you died from asphyxiation rather than loss of blood because nails. Shakespeare added that.
Did he?
Shakespeare added the nails.
Scheme.
Oh, I don't know.
Bloody Shakespeare. Right.
Anyway,
so yeah, we'll cut his hands off and then move on.
Don't grab nipples, man. No. Like, if you're in a nudist colony,
do grab nipples in like the right situation.
In the right
situation,
yeah.
In a gentle
with
way.
Don't consent.
Yeah,
with consent.
Don't grab them.
No.
With consent.
Tenderly caress them.
And caress them.
No, well, you know.
Yeah, but like a grabbing of a nipple, like that's no fun, is it?
Why do I have a semi?
But that's no fun, was it?
No, exactly.
But I've got really big nipples. You know,
I'm worried now that I'm going to get a quick
I'm not going to get you back, but we've seen how big my nipples are.
I'm just really surprised at how accurate that was.
That
you didn't even aim. You were looking at his face and still managed to grab his nipple.
Shit. I just know where nipples are.
Look at that. That's on your CV.
Yeah.
Know where nipples are.
100, 10 out of 10 accuracy when grabbing nipples.
Blindfolded?
It's on his Tinder bio.
Yeah. Can you do it blindfolded? I'm going to challenge you to grab Reese's nipple blindfolded.
No, that's not good.
Reese's up. Challenge accepted.
What's your advice for this guy?
Don't go. Well, I don't like what he said. Like, it's obviously, well, he's trying to be nice and saying who doesn't support a mother's right to feed, but he does it outside too. But the issue I kind of have
Wait
with
a minute.
It.
Wait, what? He doesn't support a mother's right to feed.
No, he does. He's saying who doesn't support a mother's right to feed.
Okay.
But what he's saying is, and the thing is, if it's a woman's natural inclination, because she's breastfeeding, because she's lactating, that's not a natural urge. It's there for a reason, because she's feeding a child.
Also, could you imagine
whipping it out?
Could you imagine being thirsty and someone says, "No, I can't have a drink here."
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? No. This tiny baby who needs to drink.
Yeah, because it's socially unacceptable.
Yeah.
I think he's
because some guy wants to look at your nipples or something.
Mm.
I feel like that he needs some counselling or something because if he's a nipple grabber.
He sounds like the type of guy that was probably breastfed till he was like 15 anyway.
He probably still is.
Mm. I mean, it sounds more like he's never met a woman in his life. He's only ever heard of women through speech.
Yeah.
He's never actually.
And like interacting with them on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
What's his name?
His name is
Josh Moore.
Josh Moore.
State
Fuck.
Republican Josh Moore from New Hampshire.
Everyone report him on Facebook.
I was going to
representative.
I was going to go hard on, but there's going to be a lot of Josh Moores, aren't there?
Oh yeah, we can find him, I think. Mm. But I would like to say well done to New Hampshire for letting men and women just legally getting your nipples out.
Go on with
the
equal rights team.
Yeah, great. We don't do that over here.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm down for it. Please.
Please do.
Yeah, all the wrong reasons, though.
I don't really like taking my top off, though, in public, to be fair. I like to, I kind of like...
I don't want
to
be that guy.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like
Sometimes it's just too warm.
It was necessary at strawberries and cream.
Yeah.
It was very necessary.
Well, Reese took a while, though, to because he was a bit like, oh...
Yeah, I didn't want to be the first guy. It's like being the first guy at a buffet at a wedding.
What's wrong
you
with that?
You don't want to be that guy.
No,
to go
I
first.
Do want to be that guy.
I want to be
I've
that guy.
I've never been that guy.
The technique...
First man at the buffet.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know, I just can't.
It's nice food.
I still imagine my mum looking at me like, what? Why you want to act like you don't get fed at home?
Oh, yeah, that classic.
I still see my mum's face. My mum's not even at the wedding these times. Even at my own wedding, I probably won't go up to the buffet table first. See my mum.
How many people do you wait to go up before you think it's acceptable?
One.
Just one.
One's all it takes. And it could be a kid, just that's straight over there. They didn't even want any food. They just straight over there. I'm like, cool.
That's for me, it's zero.
Yes,
yeah, personally. Yeah. I want to set the trend. I want people to feel okay with getting up and eating food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want to be the pioneer.
Yeah,
I'm waiting by the buffet for the DJ.
He's disguised as a fucking waiter. He is.
The trick is take two, eat one. Two on your plate, eat one. Two
Why?
On your plate, eat one.
Well, you can
one.
Always take then, two because most people come to a wedding with a date.
Yeah, but bro, what I'm saying is you put two on your plate, but then eat a third.
Oh, seen. So yeah,
You're getting a meal as you go round, so you don't have to go back up again. Then you've got two on your plate. You know what I mean? So it looks like you're getting for two. Yeah. You're eating on the way round. Yeah. Take some home.
You're smart.
You're very smart. Techers. Wedding buffet economics, you know. Yeah.
Just another quick one. When you go to a carvery as well,
yeah.
Ask for one pork. So when you've obviously got three or four meats,
yeah.
So you go like, oh, I'll have the gammon. And they'll cut you off like a full portion of gammon, then go, oh, and can I have the lamb? So then they'll cut you off because they're only meant to give you a certain amount, and then go, oh, also the bit of pork. And then you get, mate, you don't understand. And normally, no limit on Yorkshire's, you're allowed to ask for as many as you want, but they don't tell you.
He knows everything.
Damn straight.
My man, you're actually just Toby. You even got a surname. Man's just Toby. If you look closely at the sign on Toby Carvery, it's just Reese's face.
You're that glint in there.
Rather svelte for an owner of a carvery, though.
Do they still exist?
What, Toby Carvery?
Of course. As long as motorways exist, they will exist.
Oh, like it's like Little Chef.
Yeah, exactly. When they roll up...
You better watch your lip about comparing it to Little Chef.
No, it's a mainstay of our major road network.
Yeah, you're never going to see a Little Chef in like the middle of town. Yeah. You're only going to see it on the motorway.
But when are you going to pop up in Shoreditch?
Toby Carvery's everywhere, bro. I've never seen one at the side of a motorway.
That's the only time I've seen Toby Carvery.
Or in like a part of town that's got a motorway bit in it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
No!
What? Bloody don't get Toby Carvery's in like Dalston or any ends that are like that. You always get it on the outskirts. There'll be a Holiday Inn nearby and like a fucking business park. Like a big B&Q in that. You get the fuck? What are you talking about?
Toby Carvery's are like in the middle of like nice little estates, do you know? Like,
yeah, on the outskirts.
No! Like there's one in Gedling in Nottingham and it's like the... Bro,
let's ask Abby.
You lot need to leave London.
No, because there aren't even any Toby Carveries in London.
I bet there are. If we Google that, I'm sure there will be.
Can we find out how many Toby Carveries there are?
I bet there's beer. How dare you?
Yeah, but
they won't be
like in prime spots. In London, like the hybrid branch.
Tottenham Court Road, Toby Carvery.
There's loads in Cardiff, I'm being told.
Yeah, they're everywhere. It's just you, London, don't really eat Carveries.
Every time I've gone to a Carvery, it's been on the outskirts, is what I'm trying to say to you.
Well, like a Harvester, because I do like a Harvester.
Kind of like
Harvesters are always on like dual carriageways and bypasses.
Whenever you hear like these type of restaurants advertised on the thing, they're like, first exit off the A14 or shit like that. Do you know what I mean? They never tell you the name of a road. It's always just like junction something for first exit.
No.
Yes, it is.
Put some respect on his name.
Man like Tobes. Big Tobes.
I can't believe you're doing him dirty.
Not even doing him dirty.
Motorway
food. You calling Toby motorway food,
it's
bro.
It's not. It's like,
holiday weed.
There
aren't many in London, apparently. Enfield, that's quite near me. I'm going
another
down.
Another place on the outskirts. What is an Enfield postcode? It's like EN.
I thought Enfield was near Anfield. So
is that all you got for us, Abs? Enfield.
Wilsdon, what's she going to put?
There's not one in Wilsdon.
West Bromwich.
Well, it begins with W and it's in London.
It's just W.
So
is there one in the W Hotel?
Walthamstow. Outskirts.
Outskirts.
Not really.
Yeah. Well, you can access
Victoria
to the fucking end of the Victoria line.
Yeah, but do you know what the problem is? That's it. It's like you London man don't really eat Carveries like we eat Carveries outside.
Yeah, we get pub roasts, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, where'd you banging Carveries? Yo, Monday to Friday, $4.99. You know what I mean? Why would you not?
The closest we have to like a Toby Carvery, and I know you're going to get insulted by this, is like when Wetherspoons do food.
Of course I'm going to be offended by that. How dare you? Are you comparing a microwave meal to the... Yo, it's an art. Toby Carvery is an art, bro.
No, I love it. Don't get it.
I enjoy it.
I do love it. But what I'm trying to say to you is the only times I've ever been to or seen a Toby Carvery, I have been driving past one on a major road.
In it. Or about to leave the city.
Yeah. Just on the corner. And then there's always, like I said, there'll be like a B&Q nearby of a Nando. Like, you know, in complexes, TGI.
There's one as you like just get off the motorway in Brighton.
Right.
Like you just finish the motorway bit and then as the first thing you see, Toby Carver.
Yeah, go. But you probably, you like in Brighton, you're like having like brioche for brioche or whatever it's called for breakfast and shit. You know what I mean? Like avocado on toast instead of Carver. It's different than them sides.
I'm so confused.
Who's having
by
Toby
this?
Carvery for breakfast?
I'm well confused by this comment.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like in Brighton, obviously.
Are you saying Toby Carvery's are like a working class kind of thing?
No, I'm saying it's probably, I'm saying it's above working, like lower middle, like is it like a day out, you know, like
yeah,
when your
exactly.
family go out for a meal. But my family don't drive down to Junction 24 for a Carvery, bro, you get me?
Junction 24, yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
To be fair, Nottingham's just like one big outskirt, so.
Oh, God. You're gonna fight. He's gonna grab your nipple in a second.
I'm sat here in a forest.
I bet they got Toby Carvery Express in Nottingham.
Drive through.
Fuck's sake. It's not the same down here, bruv. We don't have it like that, bruv. Because Toby Carvery's always big as well. It's a proper family thing, so you've got to stick that out.
Off ends, bruv. The listening demographic is mainly London based, otherwise you're pissing off a lot of people.
Yeah,
it's off ends, man. It's
shout out to Toby.
Yeah, big shout
yeah,
out to
shout
Toby.
Out okay. This has got nothing against Toby's Carvery.
None at all. I do love your food, Toby.
Okay,
whatever your surname is.
Alright, should we get into a song?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Man could be, oh, love is what we've been waiting for. Love.
Radio, Michael Payne, Harley Sylvester, Renzel Nottingham and Sarah DeBunda. We're going to get straight into this one because this is a pretty legendary moment for me, actually. On the phone, all the way from Jamaica, we have none other than Mr. Motivator.
Jeez.
The best looking man is in the house.
Yeah, do you know what? When we spoke to you earlier on, right, Natalie asked, is this Mr. Motivator? And you said, yeah, I'm looking in the mirror right now. So we're now imagining you in a unitard looking in the mirror while on the phone. And it's fair play.
Actually, you got it totally wrong. I wasn't in a unitard. I was actually naked.
Yes. I'm feeling motivated already.
Oh, man. You know something? When I get up in the morning, that is the first thing I do. It takes me about 10 minutes to get past the mirror. Because I just go, how can one person be so good-looking, loaded with brains, intelligent, fabulous,
this guy.
And he's 64 and he looks 46? It's just amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
is. Fair play to you, man. And you're going to be You're going to be sprinkling some of that magic dust on some people are standing calling in July, aren't you?
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. You know, festivals are my lifeblood. I mean, I really love them. Mm. It's a great opportunity to really meet people. We always pack out the front of that main stage, and it's just going to be just a party because, you know, I'm not into this exercise lark. I'm just into having fun.
Yeah.
And fun keeps you young.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What are you looking forward to seeing anyone else at the festival, or maybe even motivating some people at the festival backstage, perhaps?
Well, you know, the thing is, right, I'm always very naughty at these festivals, and so I tend to hide out in my dressing room, and then all these young people come forward, and half the time I don't know who they are, right? They go, we grew up with you, right? I mean, you know, my mom used to put me in front of the television before.
Absolutely.
And so on, right? And so the thing is, a lot of the new groups, I don't know them until I hear the music, and I go, yeah,
right,
I can
tap
my feet to that. That's pretty good going.
I'm no different, man. I literally, you were a fixture every single weekday morning for me, you know? Honestly. It's incredible
thank
to speak
you.
Well, to you on the phone.
Thank you. Well, I mean, the thing is, you know, it was a moment in time. I think television at that stage was really a lot of fun to be in, and to be honest, I think after 10 years there, I really kind of found that a lot of the fun was disappearing, and it was all becoming a little bit too serious, and that's not what I'm about. I mean, you know, I maintain the reason why I stay as fit and keep doing what I'm doing is purely because I just look at the fun side of life and not worry about all the bad things that are out there every single day. I mean, you guys have fun because I know we've got Reese, we've got Holly, we've got Mike, so that's a winning combination, and that means you can bounce off each other and have a party every day. Isn't that a great feeling?
Absolutely. And also, Mr. Motivator just said my fucking name,
Mr. Motivator,
without being prompted as well. This is amazing.
He remembered my name.
I'm motivated.
What
now.
A time to be alive.
I am. The day has just begun. Literally. I'm going to get a job after this.
But you know, the thing is, I think you owe it to people when their name is mentioned to actually make a note of it. And a little trick I learned some time ago is that when someone mentions your a name and it's the first time, actually say it again, say it a couple of times, then spell it out.
Right.
And for some reason, it kind of remains with you. And it's like I was looking at your initials and I was thinking, HRM, does that mean they're royalty?
Fair play.
I feel like it now you've said my name.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But listen, did you look on Twitter? I noticed that there's a guy called Scott Greengrass who said, we've got to shout out to him because he's a big fan.
Yes.
There's so many amazing people with great taste. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah. Shout out to man like Scott.
Yeah,
all
shout
the way
out
from
Scott.
Scott, where's Scott? Where's Scott right now?
He didn't say.
Doesn't matter.
But he's been to Jamaica
Scott.
Many
didn't
times.
Say. Mm. Yes, he has, but he got deported. No, No. Listen, I want everybody to come down to the main stage, dressed in your bright colours.
Yeah.
Be prepared to have a party. We're not going to be serious. It's not serious fitness. It's just some movement to great music, and that's what I'm into.
Awesome.
And you know, of course, I'll shout out to you guys as well. I go FUBAR Radio.
Yes.
These guys are hot. They are hot. Hey, gang, you're listening to FUBAR Radio. They are so bad, mean, and wicked that forever they will remain in my ears.
We'll be the ones doing gun fingers in fluorescent spandex when you say that. you'll know it's us.
Hey, listen, I like the way, in fact, the lady who came on to before she introduced me to you, she said to me, she said, "You're allowed to swear." I said, "I don't swear."
Oh, no, I didn't think you don't seem like you would. Yeah. No need.
I don't.
I'd be so disappointed if I heard you swear. It'd be like Will Smith swearing his raps. I couldn't do it.
Swearing is a lack of a good vocabulary, so I don't do that. You know what I mean? A man of me who speaks English so well. But there you go. So you guys going to be down there?
Yeah.
Are you going to be down the standard?
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get to meet you in person when we're down there.
For real. I'd love to come in live and come and speak to you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We will be down there.
Thanks so much for speaking to us, sir, and we'll see you between the 27th and the 30th of July in Hertfordshire.
My pleasure. Only one final thing to say to all the listeners. Remember, you only have one life, and if you look after it, it's going to last your lifetime. So everybody say yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, mate. Speak to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Planet Earth. They try to disrespect me, when they're online especially. But everything cool when they check me, because I'm so cool and deadly. See, I had to realize slowly, that nobody actually knows me. Yeah, man, I got 15 different iPhones, but I am so not phony. They try to disrespect me, when they're online especially. But everything cool when they check me, because I'm so cool and deadly. See, I had to realize slowly, that nobody actually knows me. Yeah, man, I got 15 different iPhones, but I am so not phony. See them online, they're vexing. They see the shirt I'm flexing. They see my spliff get larger. They see the girl I'm sexing. I'm a Nigerian eagle. In London, smoking illegal. Nah, we are so not equal. Them men are cloning people. Anything I do, they bite. How do you sleep at night? Is it codeine and Sprite? I switch up the steez on guys. I stand up in the rain, I'm dancing. Then I look at the game, start laughing. It's not a joke though. Got the fakes in a chokehold. I love to see them gasping. Cause they try to disrespect me, when they're online especially. But everything cool when they check me, because I'm so cool and deadly. See, I had to realize slowly, that nobody actually knows me. Yeah, man, I got 15 different iPhones, but I am so not phony.
Every day I'm shitting and I'm pissing on this hypocrisy. Every day I'm shitting and I'm pissing on this hypocrisy. Every day I'm shitting and I'm pissing on this hypocrisy. It's that uncontrollable demon they didn't wanna see.
I declined some amazing dinners, and I'm still blazing Rizzlers. I wanted to make some changes, I was not taking pictures. Now look at the labels dying, nobody else is signing. We know the truth they're hiding, see the plaques on my wall just shining. And I already see my death, we were the last ones left. I saw the whole hood get gassed, I had to hold my breath. I was a young black youth, the teacher took my zoots. They tried to show man roots, they tried to send man loops. Now you have to respect it. I've been around the world, I'm tried and tested. Getting back money that I invested. Don't know about me, get connected. No, I don't do that conscious rap, but man still know about Rich and Kendrick. Top 5 nigga, don't get offended. Murdered the beat, no it ain't attempted. I meant it, and I'm still top 3 selected. They never showed me the guest list. No, we just walked in the exit. Just came back from the Ivers, and look at what we collected. The MBE got rejected, I'm not trying to be accepted. Cause they tried to disrespect me, when they're online especially. But everything cool when they check me, because I'm so cool and deadly. See, I had to realize slowly, that nobody actually knows me. Yeah, man, I got 15 different iPhones, but I am so not phony. They try to disrespect me, when they're online especially. But everything cool when they check me, because I'm so cool and deadly. See, I had to realize slowly, that nobody actually knows me. Yeah, man, I got 15 different iPhones, but I am so not phony.
On this hypocrisy, every day I'm shitting and I'm pissing on this hypocrisy. Every day I'm shitting and I'm pissing on this hypocrisy. It's that uncontrollable demon they didn't want to see. Please.
That's the new one from Skepta, Hypocrisy. It's Wednesday. And then he forgot what day it was.
It's because Mr. Motivator was so good, he's thrown you off by saying well, your
I
name.
Well, I should be more motivated. I should be more pumped up.
I don't feel like there is days anymore. I feel like the time is now.
Yeah, he just went, you've got one lifetime. So yeah. As far as I'm concerned, that is this is the stretch of time that we're living in now.
There's,
a lifetime. There's
no morning,
years.
No night.
Yeah. Wow. No concepts of night and day or, yeah, years and... Fuck that. It's just a lifetime.
I love it.
And I'll live it.
Yeah.
I love it and live it.
Should we help some folks out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it. It's from Laura in Middlesex. Yesterday, my housemate spent £4.90 on post-it notes from WH Smith's. How do I tell her she is the most boring person I know?
What's more boring? Writing about your mate buying post-it notes.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. You know what I mean? They can be useful sometimes.
Or just write on a post-it note for her.
Well, you're the most boring person I know.
How many post-it notes would you get for £4.90?
Loads.
How much do they go for? WH Smith. I can't even gate. I can't tell you how.
Who was it when? Was it Paul McCartney was asked how much he thought a pint of milk was, and he said like £6. Was it him?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Has zero gauge of the real world.
Yeah. They asked politicians as well how much a loaf of bread was, and they were like, oh, I don't know, like. £4
whatever I say it is.
I have no way of telling you how much a post-it note.
No
packet of post-it notes costs.
But is she the most boring? Is she? Does that make her boring?
I spent £2.50 on thumbtacks the other day. So does that make me?
How
boring?
Much thumbtacks?
There were £2.50.
Right.
I mean, is it?
Well, you. She. I think the point she's trying to make is that must be a lot of post-it notes.
Mm. That was a lot of fucking thumbtacks, bro.
What
yeah, but
thumbtacks?
It was one pack for £2.50.
No.
That's what you just said.
I bought some thumbtacks.
How many?
Two packs. Yeah.
How many's in a pack?
50. So about 100.
This is the
thumbtacks.
Most boring conversation.
This is fucking
so
boring.
This is
annoyingly
like the
boring.
Worst
yeah.
conversation.
Let's move on.
So your mate's boring as fuck.
Yeah, basically, you're both boring as fuck and you just
boring.
Made us boring.
Yeah.
It's from Chloe. I'm trying to ghost this guy. He's not getting the message at all. Can you suggest any good memes I can send him so he knows I'm not interested? Cheers, humpers.
I can. Or Justin made me block someone.
Yeah.
But the best meme is the Chris Rock from Friday. And he's...
I haven't seen it.
You've never seen Friday?
I'm trying to figure out a meme.
They're sat on the porch and he goes...
Just waving his hand.
Yeah,
away.
Like shooing.
Oh, this, I think it's by Felicia.
Oh, yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's the moment when
they
tell Felicia to...
That's
I'm sure they're
one.
Telling Felicia to go away.
I feel like you've been dismissed if someone sends you that.
Yeah.
Will he get that? If he's not understanding about being ghosted, will he react well to that? Or
well, if he messages her and she just puts the...
I want to know why the
Felicia.
E on the end of her name's ghosted.
Isn't it?
What's the difference? Why did you just put
Chloe.
The E in?
Chloe. It's Chloe and Chloe.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is... That wouldn't. Yeah, anyway.
That's a good meme, Reese.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we'll go send him the Chris Tucker on the porch.
Chris Tucker, sorry.
Oh, did you say Chris Rock?
I didn't
even notice
Chris
that.
Tucker.
Yeah.
Okay.
From Wants to Remain Anonymous.
Oh.
Just write anon then next time, you fucking idiot. That's a lot of typing to remain anonymous. Now we're wondering who you are.
Or just don't put your name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless that is their name.
Yeah, true.
Could be like a posh person.
Could be like... Chris Martin, one of Chris Martin's kids.
Yeah.
Apple and wants to remain anonymous.
Or they could just be anonymous and then someone else. Oh, yeah. See, Abby's written, bless, I wrote that.
Oh, okay.
What did they actually write?
Probably anonymous.
Anon.
Probably
just
Abby, what did they write?
Anonymous.
Maybe it was from someone.
Maybe
it was
Anon. Maybe their name is Anon.
Could be Anon.
I actually know someone called Anon.
Anonymous.
Could be Anon. Could be a nun. I don't know.
They spelled it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one's from a nun.
I just lost my virginity.
How do I tell the Lord?
The Lord knows.
I actually do know someone called a nun, by the way.
Oh.
Every time I eat dairy, I get the shits, which is a bit of a problem. My mum says breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and I'm a cereal guy. Should I make the move from Weetabix to toast and jam?
No, you fool. It's the milk.
Yeah.
So you just get lactose-free milk.
Yeah,
that's an easy one, pal.
Yeah, but lactose-free milk is pretty shit.
No, it's not.
Get almond milk.
I swear, my mum's life is not.
I'm so really? Sorry.
I swear by it. I buy a brand. They get no points for imagination. To be fair, the brand is called lacto-free. So, but then it's amazing. It tastes exactly like milk, but I don't get the shits.
What pictures did they have on the cartons?
A cow.
On lacto-free?
Yeah. Which it's proper cow's milk, but they've just eliminated the lactose.
Lacto.
Yeah.
How do you take a lacto? What's a lacto?
Lactose is is it an enzyme?
Don't even know.
I don't know.
I'm sure Abby will know.
What makes it give you the shits, as they put? What is it?
It's an allergic reaction, isn't
it? Right. And is it like an immediate thing?
Like a substantial proportion of humans are lactose intolerant.
Lactose is a disaccharide sugar composed of galactose and glucose that is found in milk. Lactose makes up.
How come I can't see that?
2.8% of milk. It's very small font. That makes it more complicated. All the amount varies.
It's got boring again now.
This has gone into very dull.
You're lactose intolerant.
When you have the lactose thing, how often after you've drunk the milk, say, does it make you want to go?
Sometimes straight immediately.
Whoa, okay.
And then sometimes I'll have to write myself off for like 2 days.
Really?
Man.
Yeah.
It's mad.
Wow. Is that so? You can't have cheese then? No.
You have pizzas.
Yeah, you do.
I do. I had a pizza the other day and it fucked me up. But usually I can eat pizza, which is weird. I can eat ice cream.
Yeah.
But it's just drinking milk straight. It's
eggs.
A next thing. Eggs aren't.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
had this
oh,
fucking. We're going to have this conversation again, Natalie.
They don't even come from cows, Nat. Cows don't lay eggs.
Oh, there's chickens, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Oh, I don't know why.
What's wrong with
that.
Toast anyway, you prick?
Toast is nice.
You think you're above toast,
He's
do you?
He's a cereal guy. I'm a cereal guy.
I'll be a cereal
I'd rather
killer.
Have cereal. I'd rather have cereal for breakfast than toast.
No, toast and Marmite. Yes. Yeah, yummy, yum.
Toast and Marmite.
Yummy. Yeah.
Every
or
morning.
Like cream cheese and Marmite on toast. Oh.
Then what do you normally have for breakfast?
Nothing.
Like sometimes cream cheese or Marmite or pate maybe on toast.
Pate for breakfast.
Jesus.
You are some fancy gal.
Or sometimes sugar puffs.
That's sugar puffs.
That's
such a jump.
Ooh, yeah. Sugar puffs.
That is such
make your
a jump.
Smell,
no, it makes everything smell good.
Like,
yeah, what do you have for breakfast, Holly?
Omelette mostly.
What?
Omelette
don't
tell
me about pate
day.
When Harley, you have an omelette for breakfast.
Harley
what
buys
the
like
hell?
50 eggs a week.
Yeah, but he won't. Like, remember, he won't let you touch his eggs.
No, that's me, Justin.
That's me.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Hannah, he buys more than
don't even try and do me like that.
Oh, yeah, you were the prick.
How am I the prick when he's giving away a commodity like that, like willy nilly? Just giving
no,
away
to
eggs.
My
Who
friends.
Gives away eggs?
To my friends.
You can't come to my yard and take my eggs. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't take them. I'd offer them. I wouldn't let someone just take them.
You can't be in my yard and look in my fridge and go, can I make an egg? And me not kick you out.
Would you kick me out of your gaff if I asked if I could make some eggs?
Yes. Because I'd never do it to you. It's like someone shitting in your yard. Don't
what?
Shit in my house.
What?
What if
exactly
you really needed
exactly
to go?
Exactly
yo,
same.
You can shit in. Yo, bro, you haven't
nah.
even shit yet. You
You're too generous, bro. People
to
will walk what? All over you if you let them shit in your house and eat your eggs. I'm telling you.
No,
it's the first sign.
No, the thing is, I'll go to their house. And shout out in front of the wife. Everyone hates that. Do you know what I mean? No one wants to be degraded in front of the wife. So, but you can shit in my yard.
Well, hold on. What do you mean by shit in my yard? Do you mean on the floor in
no,
the toilet?
No,
in
you
the
can't
toilet.
Use the bathroom and I go in there and it smells of
oh.
shit.
Nah. You can't. So you come to your house and you need to do that. You have
you
to leave
make sure
under.
That you ain't had any fibre.
What about
the day you come to my yard? Because if you shit in my yard, if you're in the toilet for more than 2 minutes,
what you're outside banging on the door? Get
yeah.
out!
Yeah, we
as soon as you go, when you're in Justin's house, yeah, as soon as you leave the room, he's got an egg timer and he just turns it
around.
And then on the door, the bathroom door, it automatically like unlocks after like, a certain
yeah.
time.
It's like Crystal Maze. No,
yeah. yeah, stop it.
I've just literally got one of those public toilets in my yard, and it times you. You pay your 20p. And it times you, and then the door will just open, and then I can just, you know what I mean? It's your business, isn't it? I'm just staring at you shitting.
They
doing
get
40.
I was in once. I swear, it was like 20 seconds, and the door was far away, and the door slid open. I've never felt. Luckily, there was no one outside, but it was just
that's
so
fucked up.
I was on East Midlands train the other day, and I opened the bathroom door, and there's just this roadman. But bro, he apologised to me as well. Like it was just
so British, so British. That's brilliant.
But yeah, so breakfast.
Yeah. Have some toast.
Yeah. Have some toast or buy lacto-free milk. Yeah. It's not
Solved.
That more, much
There's
more expensive.
There's other things
than...
for breakfast too, bro.
Well, omelettes. Omelettes, clearly.
Omelette. Mm. Yeah, but do you not use milk in omelettes? Butter?
Don't have to.
Don't have to, but you should.
But they take a while. I wouldn't have time to make an omelette in the morning.
Yeah, but Harley's freelance, isn't it?
Making... To not, well... To make and eat an omelette takes 15 minutes.
I don't have time for that in the morning.
I don't trust you. I don't trust anyone that can make and eat something in 15 minutes. No, you're a sociopath then. You've got to be. Why do you need to make something and eat in 15 minutes? If you've only got 15 minutes, then don't fucking make something. Have cereal.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? But if you're just there, you know it's going to be meticulously a quarter of an hour, then there's something wrong with you and you've probably got bodies buried in your fucking garden.
I mean, I have bodies buried in my garden, but it's not because of that.
I just feel like, you know, them people that can just make food and then just eat it in the kitchen. They don't go and sit in front of the telly.
I eat it stood at this at my worktop.
It's unnerving. That is unnerving, bro.
I feel like
food's a chore, isn't it?
At least sit down.
Sometimes food's a chore though. Like, you're hungry, but you can't be bothered to cook, and then you're in a rush. You need to be somewhere. Then eating becomes a chore. So then you just need to cook, eat, rapid, beans on toast. That's a perfect example of the quick.
Again, that's another thing. Why not just have cereal? If you're going to get a saucepan, put beans in it, wait for it to heat up, maybe put some cheese in there, toast when it takes seconds to pour out a bowl of cereal, put some milk on it and do your thing.
Bro, how about beans in a mug, yeah? Microwave, 2 minutes, stir, beans are ready, you can just pick it up, pour it over your
good
toast.
Point. Yeah.
And all you've done is a plate, knife, fork and a cup, easily washed.
Good point.
Good. Solved. Cool. Okay. Yeah.
Beans on toast for breakfast.
Alright, let's go to a song and then we'll get our next guest in.
Let's do it. You're listening to FUBAR Radio. Coming up next, we've got another special guest in the studio. We'll let you know who it is after this.
It's not too cool. Fubar Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
In this last week, we had some shocking news that a prodigy of Mobb Deep, he died on the 20th of June. He was only 42 years old, man. You know, to me, they define like a whole era of hip hop. And to me, Mobb Deep, really, they are the sound of New York hip hop. They became one of the most successful rap duos in hip hop, having sold over 3 million records. And I mean, what an amazing contribution they have made. So I thought it was only correct that we sent out an enormous
big up
to Prodigy.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, RIP Prodigy, man. That still hurt me, man. That shit's still hurting me. Speaking of rappers, though, we got two for the price of one, really.
You don't know.
Yeah, man. Inside, we've got Shout Down, Abby Ade, man. How's it going, lads?
Yo.
What's going on? How you guys
thank
doing?
You for thank you for having us. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, no back for you, but I haven't seen you in years.
Bro, it's been long.
That's the thing.
This always happens.
We did
happens.
A couple shows.
This always happens. You always know our guests. Like,
yeah.
You always
personally. Done,
yeah,
like,
from like a lot of
back
time.
When. Yeah, he gets around, man. He knows everybody.
From time, from like...
Yeah,
the,
yeah, from early days.
Circuit
like,
in Shoreditch and Hoxton
exactly,
and stuff.
Exactly.
It's good to see you, man.
Good to see you, bro.
Mm. What brings you through the door, though, man? You've got a collaboration.
Yeah, we got the new single, Morning After Morning, and it's flipping dope. just saying, you know. We've been long-time friends since college.
Yeah.
So, it's you know, we've worked on some tracks before, but it was about time to put something out commercially. Yeah. So, yeah, it got added to the Spotify Rap UK playlist.
Nice.
So I'm super happy about that.
Yeah, and
wicked.
Yeah,
it's
big
up
Spotify. It's a banger.
Yeah, that's the future. Like, Spotify is the future of the way people listen to thingy. Like, radio is basically dying.
Enjoy your last show.
I joke. The love that you get.
It's you know, there's different listeners for different mediums, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, different people will listen to radio than those who listen to Spotify, and I think people come to each medium for something specific.
Yeah.
Radio is led by the presenters. That's
absolutely
what it's about. It's the conversations, it's the madness that you get on air that you can't really get just from a playlist.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, it's nice to be played, so thank you for bumping it.
No, not at all.
I was tuning in, I was at my store, and I was tuning in while you guys were playing it, so I appreciate that.
Not
thank
at
you.
All, man. Yeah, not at all. Up. How did the collaboration come about? Because like you said, you've known each other for years.
Yeah.
And you've been collaborating 4 years, but this particular one at this time, because you've been out of the game for a while.
Yeah. So
was it a case of you being convinced to kind of step back into the
land? He threatened me to. He was like, "You need to put me on." I got some dirt on him. And I've been like, granted, I took a while to just like build a love for it again, like performing and making music. So me and Shadow always made tracks, like pretty much every project I've had or he's had, we've done a track. But this is probably the only one where we've like done the full sort of campaign, like we've done a full single drop. We've always been like on the road, like performing stuff all around the place, but this is the one. And we had a beat from like one of his like main producers, Phase 2, and it was just banging. So we just wrote something pretty quickly, and it's just one of those where we're like sending each other stuff on WhatsApp, like, "Yo, I'm gonna murder you on this track. Yeah.
I've got a better verse on this, bro.
Spinners. And then it just came out really, really well. We knew it was strong, and we just thought, let's have some fun.
Love that.
Yeah,
brilliant. Well, without further ado, we should probably get into it.
Couldn't one of you
that?
Give us the honor of introducing the track?
Let the man himself do it.
I was gonna say you do it, because
it's your track, bro. I'm just
cool.
Why don't you do like a combination?
Yo, it's bars upon bars. It's the madness known as Morning After Morning, featuring me, myself, Shaldo, and
the boy Abby Ade.
Done though.
Sometimes I wanna pack my bags, go China and not come back. Practice the art of defense and attack. Master the tiger, master the cat, even mantis and rat in the mountain, the shack of a sword in my hand. It's a fact I'm a gnat in the awesomest plan. Traveling the land in a blue black van with my name on. I'm fantastic, another guy that says flame on. Face it, I make the basic, you're basic. A waste of space, shall serrated. And I can cut, call that LASIK. I bring the war more like Kratos. haters, sure dangerous. When every step cause craters, telling me take it to the net, no Lakers. They're famous, man, I'm trying to be the greatest. Listen, brother, you don't want to step into the lesson. Every second I'm progressing, definition of a weapon made for selling. In my head and leave you deader than a pheasant. At a wedding with no peppers and a dress, and I ain't messing with your peasant. Tell them, if they're forgetting, I'll definitely come to get them. Embedded, they're full of selling, expect I'm making impression. I never needed your blessing to be a legend. I make crossbow music. One shot and I promise I make Cupid. Look sloppy, not sloppy, cause I do this. No homie, I'm chopping the ball units. It's an underdog, the subwoofer. From Loki to Thunder God, I must put that work in to stay murking. You ain't doing it, but if it ain't hurting. Naturally, I'm flirting with danger, the stranger to stress. Started at the bottom, now I'm somewhere to the breast. Music's my heart, I feel it thumping in my chest. I'm becoming what I guess about rushing through my quest. What you know about growing under pressure? Sandpit brothers wanna chat about the desert. Me, I go hard, you taste my dust. All your bass, I belong to us. Shout.
Been around the world and I, morning after morning I, hear the calling dawn and I, fighting through the yawning I, wonder why I'm doing this, them lot shouldn't be doing this, in your hands I'm doing biz, bless it like a Eucharist. Been around the world and I, morning after morning I, hear the calling dawn and I, fighting through the yawning I, wonder why I'm doing this, them lot shouldn't be doing this, in your hands I'm doing biz, bless it like a Eucharist.
I don't ever compete with rappers, most rappers are lame. But if you wanna talk artistry with me, cool, cool, pull up a seat, bruv. We're like the same, having said that, at me and mention my handle and two twos, I'm at your brain. This ain't for man them, this ain't for Danes. This is for fam them, this ain't your name. This shit is bonkers, this ain't a game. It kinda is, 10 shots when I'm out on a piss. I was taking a slash at a K-Dot show. Fans shaking my hand, man, it is what it is. You get from this game when you give what you give. We ain't out here holding out for a grip. We ain't out here putting out more lookbooks than good hooks. Are you liking a pic? I paint when I spit, it's the Dali you div. I feast when I eat and I'm starving a kid. I only roll with legends. I can't be down with peasants. Avenge with all my venom. Like lucky number 11. I'm taking all my prejudice. From Beijing round to Devon. One thing you need to understand about me, I'm not to be understood. I know you're bench pressing your kinda hood. Check out your Benzo, bro, kinda book. I'm in my rented that I just dented. I got room and Fenty to charge my electric. Southeast London, I must represent it. Old Cybo E3, can't neglect it. I just want to live grimy. I just want my pound of yam and my banging kicks to keep tidy. Shit, I'm swearing on Shadow's track, man. I can't spot spot if it's whack, if it's whack. Now you have to wait till I'm back, till then. Feel the vibe is my answer. You're running with the master blaster.
Been around the world and I, morning after morning I, hear the calling dawn and I, fighting through the yawn and I, wonder why I'm doing this. Them, I shouldn't be doing this. In your hands, I'm doing this. Bless it like you can read.
Inside.
Love that.
Inside.
We got the men themselves, Shadow and Abiyade.
Yeah, yeah.
Big up.
That was morning after morning that you just heard. You're going to stick around for a while.
Yeah, of course we are.
And help us with some hump day help queries.
Oh, it is.
We're hump day helpers. Yeah, yeah. It's hump Wednesday day, wisdom, yeah. Blah, 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 all that good stuff.
I don't work a normal job, so like every day is just work day. Like,
when what's a job?
I'm a full-time rapper, that's what I do.
No, but what is a job? I don't know what one of those is.
I don't know, like something where you go to an office and get paid and people, I presume people like spit at you or something, I don't know.
Sounds horrible.
If it was a Amazing. Section of the Bible.
All right, we're going to do a couple of these. It's from Ruby. Hey guys, while I'm out drinking, I often find myself not near a bathroom, so I have to pee in a bush.
Wait, what? Where are you drinking?
It's kind of become a thing with my friends, and now we're on a mission to find the best bush to wee in London. Any suggestions?
Shepherd's Bush.
Yeah, where are you drinking to not be near a toilet?
Yeah,
unless it's them ones, and you're like
you're
under 18,
then
yeah.
There's bushes in the park.
That's the thing. Yeah, so we can't be condoning
bare bushes.
You need to open your eyes, babe. You know what I mean, like, you're just
listen. Whatever you do, just don't get caught. All right?
Cause yeah.
I was in Brazil with some brothers, and they thought, well, actually, it was my idea because I needed to go. So I started peeing up against the wall, and obviously, I'm a trendsetter, so everyone follows me. I finish. And then I realise it's a police station. So like, I see two feds roll out of the station in Brazil, and I'm like, I'm not going down for no one. So I quickly just roll back to the people we're with, and one guy didn't see, and they rolled on him, and I'm like, yo, I don't.
Well, you didn't want to give him a signal.
Don't even speak Portuguese right about now. I only just met them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I don't love you like that, man. I ain't going to jail for you.
That's jokes. Well, that's Brazil and London might be a little bit different.
Yeah,
but I think maybe there'd be more. Like force it more here, I guess maybe.
Yeah, I've had numerous of my friends fined for pissing. It always happens to be Brit Lane, actually. About three of my friends have been fined for pissing
in public on along Brick Lane.
In and around Brick Lane.
I think it was around 80 quid.
Oh. Yeah, I feel like it's about that much.
It's an expensive piss.
It is.
You might as well go to the train station toilet. It'd be a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, that's probably the most incriminating CCTV footage you'll find of me. Is like I was like dying to pee and I had to get off like two stops before me, like West Ham. And I had a bottle like this vitamin water one that's got like the bigger mouth part, and like I just had to take a piss in it.
I like how you mentioned, I just pissed in a bottle. I like how you specifically mentioned the bigger mouth part.
You can't put my business out on the street.
But were you in the actual station?
Yeah. I was on the platform, bro. I had to go. I typically would just wait to find the nearest bush, but there were no bushes.
That's
on the
more respectful than going in a bush.
You know what I mean?
So, you're keeping it on your person.
I tried, man.
Yeah, fair play to you, man.
Well done, man. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, piss in the bottle that you're drinking from, Ruby. That's what you should do. Instead of going in the bush, piss in the bottle. Well, you're gonna have to buy yourself a shiwi.
Yeah.
I'm just really confused about how she. Yeah, whatever.
Just might be tougher, Ruby.
Yeah, I'm still trying to might work out tough. Where you're might drinking be. That yeah. there are no toilets within your close proximity.
Maybe she's one of those people who doesn't like to use a toilet as somebody else's toilet. You know, some people are weird like that. They don't like to use public toilets, but then she's happy to use a bush.
I mean, that would feel really bizarre, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right, moving on. From Tom. I just moved to London and I started renting a room in this lady's house. She lives there with her 12-year-old daughter and I'm her lodger. Today I got a WhatsApp with a picture of a massive shit in the toilet. She just wrote, "You know where the toilet brush is, Tommy. I swear down I did not leave that log. I think it was the daughter. Do I move out?"
No, I just snitch on the daughter.
Yeah, I mean,
she's only 12. It doesn't count as snitching.
Yeah, but if it him or the daughter, Jeremy, who's she gonna believe?
I'm gonna be real. This sounds like some weird kinky stuff.
But like, it might be, you know, them like toilets. Sometimes you get the toilet where you split down the like the button where it's like the light flush.
Yeah,
and the hard flush. She might have just accidentally hit.
Yeah, you might have accidentally hit.
I reckon it was the daughter.
But why is she taking pictures of Dookie though?
No, it was the mum.
I know that. But why are you taking a picture of a Dookie and sending it to someone?
Because that's just weird. No, it's like you left this here kind of thing.
Yeah, but you could have send a text message like, "Yo, there was some nastiness in the top. Why do I need to see a picture of your shizer?" I mean,
yeah,
come
you don't
on.
Need the whole log. But yeah, I think it was the daughter anyway.
Would you reckon she should have cropped some out?
I mean, put a picture of Mr. Hanky or like put like a friendly face on it.
I reckon you'll get the point. Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, draw a face on it. The Snapchat does exist.
But does he move out? That's the question.
I mean, you're living with people who take pictures of dumps.
So. Living with the lodger, living with the lady who you're renting it from, and her daughter. He's probably got a sweet little deal, and London ain't cheap, bro.
No.
So that's
but if he's a lodger,
that's a pretty shitty reason to move out.
You know what? I mean, we might have to rename him a logger.
Fuck it.
Huge banner over here, innit?
Just got a couple of legends in here, haven't we?
Crazy.
Well, yeah, I think it'll be awkward either way. If he stays, it'll be awkward. If he moves, he leaves, it'll be awkward. So
I say stay and
just have to just.
I mean, you can't look at somebody the same way after they send you a picture of a shit. I'm going to be real.
Yeah. That's a
maybe
good point,
it was
actually.
Maybe it was just her form of banter that she ain't he ain't picked up on yet.
Yeah, maybe he should have replied like, yeah, that was like yeah, a light, but then that was a light lunch.
What's next? Is she gonna dash piss on him while he's sleeping in the bed? Like banter. Like banter is not an excuse for madness. So, yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, madness out here. Yeah. All right, well,
can't be
beautiful.
Picky.
Matt, thanks for coming in to both of you. Seriously, two for the price of one, like I said. Before you leave, let people know where they can find you online and where they can listen to Morning After Morning.
Right, yeah, so Morning After Morning is on Spotify. It's on the Rap UK playlist on there, so please listen to that. You can grab both me and Abiyade on Spotify, on any of the social media. It's Shaldo Music on all social media. Abiyade Music on most. Abiyade on Instagram. I know these things. DIYgang.co.uk for all your goodness. The manga is out very soon as well, so make sure you keep an eye
out. But it is on all other streaming as well.
Yeah, it's on everything. Yeah, it's on
just
everything.
Spotify.
Yeah, sorry, my bad. I'm being preferential.
Not everyone uses
everything.
Spotify.
It's on everything. It's on everywhere.
Other streaming platforms are available. All right, let's get into some music right now. And on the other side, we got a game. Yeah, it's that time.
It is FUBAR Radio. I am Michael Payne. Harley Sylvester is up in the place.
I'm here as well. Renzo Nottingham
is up in the place. Sarah de Bunda is up in the place.
Inside.
For the ones and twos.
Inside.
I can't wait to play a game.
I can't.
I'm itching.
If only there was one coming up.
Wait, Nat, get your games out.
And Reese didn't have eczema.
Your games out, love.
For the lads. Do you want the game in my left hand or my right hand?
Oh, which one fucking depends, doesn't it?
Yeah. Which one's your favourite?
I like a left.
You like a left? Mm-hmm. Yeah, get your left one out then.
Mr. Motivator was on earlier.
Yeah.
He's known for his fitness. Tennis makes you quite fit. It is the start of Wimbledon.
Mm.
Tennis players can be quite noisy, can't they, when they hit balls?
Mm.
So I just want to know if these clips, are they from a tennis match or a porn film?
He's continuing the porn movie trend.
But also,
because it banged.
Because the tennis clips were so obvious, because they had the balls or whatever going on in the background, we've now put like tennis noises on all of them, but they are some of them from like sexy porn films and some of them are from tennis matches. So I just need to know, like, tennis? No tennis. Tennis or porn, basically. Okay, so let's begin with a game of
with Michael, Harley, and Reese on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah. So this is called Hit Me With Your Best Shot. See what I did
Hit
there.
Hit me with your best. I used to love that round on Guitar Hero.
Pat Benatar. I obviously play Guitar Hero all the time.
Yeah,
but,
same. What?
Okay, let's begin with clip number one. Sex or no sex?
You serious?
Yeah.
You're taking the...
I mean, that doesn't sound like anyone.
Could be tennis. Could
have
be
you
porn.
Have you ever watched tennis or porn before, by the way?
Watch one of those things. You decide which one. Okay, let's move on to clip number two.
Yeah.
Okay, have we all worked out what that is? All right, here's clip number three.
Sound like a lamb.
It does, actually, a little bit, yeah. Here's number four.
This game, man, I swear.
It's not even... We can't even blame Jacob. This was actually me.
This might be the easiest one so far.
What? Do you reckon? Oh,
really?
Confident. I like that. All right.
I've got a technique.
Okay, here's number five. Ooh.
One more time, sir.
Ooh.
Sample that.
Which one was that? Six? Was that six? I can't remember now. Was that
five?
That's
five.
Okay, you got something for that. Should we move on to six?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing, but just pitch it down.
It's not as different.
Same match, that was his opposition.
Or same sex porn scene. Okay, here's number seven.
Wait, do you mean same sex porn scene or same sex porn scene?
Like
you don't need to say sex porn.
Oh, right, yeah, that's true. It's just porn, isn't it? I don't need to go sex porn.
It's like why do people say car porn?
But maybe there's dry humping porn and that's not sex porn.
No, but it wouldn't be porn.
Might be.
Pornography is just sex, isn't it? But watched by people.
No, because like soft porn's just like tits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Everyone ready to go through with some answers?
Wait, have you done seven?
That's seven.
Could you do six again, please?
Yeah,
sorry.
I can.
I'm going to have to just guess that one. That sounds like a goat, a mountain goat. And then seven, sorry, one more time.
Ooh. Woo-hoo. Okay, let's have some answers. Clip number one, is it sex or tennis?
I've got sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, porn.
Mm-hmm. Harley?
Yeah, sex.
Oh, very well done. Points all round there. That was definitely sex. Okay, number two, sex or tennis?
Tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Porn.
Mm-hmm.
Tennis.
Point there for Reese. It was sex.
Oh, I know my sex when I hear it.
Number three, tennis or sex?
Tennis.
Tennis. Mm-hmm.
Porn.
It's Reese and Harley getting a point there. That was tennis.
Both of you can fuck off.
Number four, please.
Porn.
Mm-hmm.
Porn.
Mm-hmm.
Sex, yeah.
Yeah, 3 points for everyone there. That was indeed sex. Number five?
Tennis.
Tennis.
Tennis, yeah, yeah. Points all good there. Number six?
Tennis.
Did it?
Sex.
No, who said set? Who said tennis?
Tennis.
Right, 2 point. Right, that's recent. My point there. And finally, clip number seven.
Porn,
tennis, sex.
That is Harley and Reese.
Wait, right, I got
there.
All right. Wait, did you?
You are. He's won. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Reese has got a 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for Harley. Michael Payne 4. So.
I'm the one that's changed shit as well, guy. I'm going right.
Yeah, you.
I'm not going to lie. I've been watching a lot of tennis recently. Been having a lot of sex recently. I've been able to differentiate.
Well, very well done. You've
been watching Wimbledon while fucking.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you want to take a moment to think about that? I'll put a song and then we might do it. We might, looking at the time, we might do another game. I don't know.
At some point.
Yeah? Okay.
I think if we don't, I'll quit. So.
All right, we'll do it.
Production. From ages, I've been fucking up stages. I've been busting through cases, and the girls that I draw are amazing. I sip liquor and chase it, but I don't chase gal, I replace it. You locked into the latest and the greatest. Give me respect. 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 Give me some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Give me some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Give me some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Give me some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Give me respect, give me respect. Right now I'm chilling with Am to the neck. Thinking our man's saying they're the best, but they don't see me as one blatant threat. Like say I wouldn't take man to the Venus and take off tops like a brand new Beamers. They know my name, yeah, they know the face, and the flow's too cold like brand new freezers. I ain't even playing around with these geezers. I was on tour while they were doing features. They were doing features, yeah, they were features. But they were bangers, they were just creepers. Every time I spit, man, know it's a hit. I'll be giving out tens like one of man's dealers. But if I have to grip the mic, then it's it. I'll make a voice grip like 100 meters. Give me respect. 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 Give me some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Give me some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Give me some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Give me some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Give me respect. Give me respect. You're looking at the realest spitter on deck. You're looking at the UK's finest. I could be your highness, but for now call me temps. I heard a lot of MCs, but they ain't less. But the last time I checked, they was all in debt. Cause their man are using my flow and abusing the thing. Looks like they be coughing up rent. You know how much money and time I spent. You know how much KG I push on the bench. You know how much house parties that we came through tooled up, coming like a garden shed. And these little pussy olds wanna get fresh. Man, I'm tryna get fresh. Like I won't turn up and cause one mess. Like I won't cause a mess. Give me respect. If you're talking the hardest, make sure my name gets a mention. Give me respect. Said you're the boyfriend now, but she still shows man them affection. Give me respect. Said you was the hardest out, but I can't see you in man's section. Give me respect. Don't ask who the hardest is, man, know that's a stupid question. Give me respect. 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 Give me some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Give me some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Give me some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Give me some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Give me respect.
That's Respect by Tempa. Give me respect.
Give me respect.
Give me Reese Pecks.
I mean, I don't. I'm not a piece of meat.
Oh yes, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Damn straight I am.
Let's
that
do
sounded like a pig snort.
Yeah, it did.
Not like
a wild boar.
Yeah, no, it didn't mean to fly that way. And it's actually really hurt the back of my throat as well.
Oh.
But either way, let's carry on.
No.
All right. Well. Shaldo was here a minute ago.
Oh, let's not jump straight into a game. I reckon we do like a story first.
Oh, do you want to do a story? Well,
break
I
it up
it in.
A little.
Well,
bit.
I literally just said before we went, let's do game number two. We all went, yeah, that's great.
I didn't hear that. No. Sorry.
No.
Doesn't want to do the game now. He wants to break.
No,
it
I want
up.
To do it straight away because I don't want to get all the excitement out in this. Was
I'm
one
keeping
short
an eye on
burst.
The time.
We got 40 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, these are things you have off air the discussions, don't you, about this sort of thing?
Sorry. I just didn't know we were banging.
Well, do a story then, Harley. Read a story.
No, Michael's story, man.
Fuck you, don't order me around.
Yeah.
I want to do a story. Read.
Yeah, exactly.
Fine, I'll do a story.
No, I'll do a story.
I like story, man. I've always wanted to do a story.
I'm story, man.
Well, there. Fucking read a story then.
I'm raw darling this bitch.
Maybe me and Nat want to do a story.
I'm Hans Christian Andersen. I'm Mandem Christian Andersen in this bitch.
I'm going to make a paper
Let's
aeroplane.
Get a story on then. Come on.
All right. Press release. Hans Christian Mandemsen. That's my new name. Yeah. Hans Christian Mandemsen. All right. So, let's go for this one. I'm addicted to Jose Mourinho, says a granny with 20 tattoos of the special one. And she also admits that she cheat on her husband with him.
Yeah.
Vivian Bodycote, who's 59.
Bodycote.
Yeah, mate. What a name.
Bodycote.
It's a good name,
Vivian,
you know.
Vivian Bodycote.
And she's covered in tattoos. Amazing. Bodycote, and you're covered in tattoos.
That sounds like the new, like, Vivian Westwood, like, jacket.
Maybe it's pronounced a bit more. Maybe it's Bodycote.
Bodycote.
Where's it spelled?
Bodycote.
Bodycote.
No, that's Bodycote.
Maybe it's Vivian Bodycote.
I'm gonna put money on it being Bodycote.
Bodycote. Why?
Because that's Bodycote.
Yeah.
No, I'm going Bodycote.
I'm going Bodycote.
I'm
going
to go with Bodycote.
Don't ruin my dreams of Bodycote.
Do you know what I'm going to go with? I'm going to go with Bodycote. Which now sounds like a disease.
Bodycote is a great name.
Her name is Vivien.
Yeah, Vivien Bodycote.
She's from... Where's she from?
We'll find out, maybe.
So, she's 59. She gets weak at the knees at the sight of Mourinho in the back pages.
Weak at the knees.
Yeah.
And she's dedicated her body to him. Viv's husband, Tony, who's 76, who is also retired, has splashed £800 of his pension on tattoos of Jose's face all over his wife's body.
Mm.
Viv said, I rarely go into town and not come back without another Jose tattoo on my body. Wait, sorry. Sorry. I rarely go into town. Fuck, man. Why does she say things like this? It makes it harder for me to repeat it. I rarely go into town and not come back with another Jose tattoo on my
come
body.
Come back.
I must have 20 of just him. Mm. He's not just a special one. He's the only one. I would die if I saw him in the flesh. No. And for Mourinho, I would cheat.
She'd die.
Bodycote.
Yeah. She added
Bodycote.
Bodycote.
Vivienne
Bodycote. She added, he's gorgeous, and every time I open the paper and see him, I get gooey at the knees.
Oh. Gooey.
Gooey at the knees.
I've never had that before.
Neither have I.
For good reason. For what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Keep it tapping.
There's gooey on her knees.
Because it's because
she's
from
had a...
Yeah.
A little
sex wee.
What's a sex wee?
An orgasm.
I don't call it a sex wee.
It's a funny word.
It's a funny word, yeah.
Funny phrase for it. Sex wee.
It's like the same person who coined the phrase front bum definitely coined the phrase sex wee. Do you know what I mean? Definitely the same source.
Do you do a sex wee?
Do I do a sex wee? No, I bust not.
It's not like we for a man.
Can I bust nut?
Yeah, women bust nut as well, but it's a sex we.
Okay.
I don't know, can you?
Sex we. Everything about you so sex we. That's what they were really saying in that song.
That's like that, just a little bit. They don't want a lot of sex weed.
Sex weed, man. Just a little sex weed. No, not
just enough to get you gooey at the knees.
Yeah. That's why they were dancing like that as well. They were gooey at the knees and trying to rub it off without using their hands, because you've got to keep your hands above like the line of in the screen. So you're like, oh, sex weed.
That song was originally done by Liberty X, wasn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
I've been working with this guy called Tony. He used to be Liberty X.
Yes,
he's not still a musician.
Oh, okay.
But he works for a production company now. And we're making a documentary with him.
Oh, a TV production company.
Yeah,
right.
He's a very, very good friend of mine now, and
I can't wait. A guy from Liberty X.
Yeah.
Oh, right, you've got to sing it to him.
I'm seeing him tomorrow.
Sick.
And I'm really excited about singing him that song.
Sex.
Well, can you ask him if it was about the sex we? That
sex
song.
Sex we. Yeah. Well, who sang about you? So sex we.
Do you remember that was that R&B song? Sex me. Sex me, baby, baby. Sex we.
Sex we.
I'm sure it was R. Kelly.
Yeah, probably. He did like a sex.
Oh, shit,
yeah.
Yeah,
probably
wait,
was R. Kelly.
It was R. Kelly, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Sex me, yeah. Sex
we.
Oh, my God.
Sex.
Oh, I tried to catch that plane.
Sex we.
Mine was better.
Anyway, carry on. Gooey knees.
Where were we? Okay, gooey knees. All right.
The price of my tattoos has varied. I've had some bits of small writing done for around £60, but most recently it was £250. All in, I'd say it's cost £800. Viv from Leicestershire has not been to a football match since the 90s with her late father, but has become obsessed with one of the sport's biggest names. The Manchester United boss's biggest fan shrugs off comments from neighbours who say she should follow her local side and not wherever Jose takes charge. or discharge. Mm.
Wait till you see her photo. Harley's finding it. It's everything you wanted her to be.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez. I think.
No. Oh, she's not bad.
No, she's got pink hair, which I think is quite nice.
Yeah, I think that's quite attractive. Yeah.
That's not what I'd looked at when I looked at her.
She's clearly zhuzhed herself up.
Yeah, she's had a little
zhuzh. I want to see these Mourinho tats.
She's got them on. Look, there's one.
Big one on her thigh.
A boob.
You're going to tell us about it in a minute. Yeah. We'll find out.
I'm not going to lie. The ones on they make her look a bit like a Russian gangster, but
Mourinho does.
She's in between her cleavage. She has Ms. Jose Mourinho,
Not Mrs. Ms.
No, Ms.
Okay, so she's his daughter.
Yeah.
What if he named her?
The grandmother of four says she would not bat an eyelid if the opportunity arose for a passionate encounter with Mourinho. So she just stare at him.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah, but she would.
Could you imagine?
I don't think he'd be very
tears
aroused.
Streaming.
Yeah, just trying not to blink. I can't miss a second of this.
During sex?
Yeah, imagine having sex with someone there just staring at you.
Have you still got the sex noises loaded up?
Do I have sex? What do you mean do I have sex noises? Always, yeah. What sex noises? It
doesn't matter, moments pass.
Yeah, no, you're banging it. You just like, open eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I can't keep my eyes open.
Yeah, but she's earlier sex.
During sex, yeah. all the way through.
Missionary, just staring at you.
This is so good.
We should totally do this again in another 3 minutes.
Yeah, but if you remember earlier in the article, she has to do that because she said, I would die if I saw her in the flesh.
Oh, so yeah, that's true. You wouldn't be able to bat an eyelid if you were dead.
I'd be dead, yeah.
That's a very good point. Jose would have to, you know, in the films when they used to do that? When they just rub their hand over your face. Why does that work?
No, they push down on your eyelid.
They actually push down?
Yeah.
What do you think? They're just hovering your hand over the face?
I fully thought it was like magic. Like it was just something that dead people did.
No. What, if you hover...
If you wave at a dead person, they close the door.
Yeah, it's like an iPhone. You know when you put it... near your thing, the screen goes off?
Yeah.
I thought dead people like iPhones. And they have like a light sensor.
I can't tell if you're being legit or not.
I think he is.
I never knew that they were touching. I never knew that they were actually touching their eyelids.
Right. So
are you
weird,
bro? That's not my fault. I'm sorry.
Whose fault is it?
Like film directors.
Film directors.
No, does that mean though? Does that mean that if they went back up, you think their eyes would open again?
I never thought about that.
Opening and closing eyes.
I never thought about that.
Just do that.
Yeah. I thought they just went off. It's like he's gone, and they just. Rub their hand on it. I'm like, what is that? motion sensor eyes. I thought when you're dead, your eyes become motion sensors and they just close by themselves.
They're like, this shit.
We should probably close now.
That is worse than Natalie's egg dairy thing.
So do you know like the forensic team find a body and they go, oh, its eyes are closed, someone must have waved at it. We know it's been a murder.
I don't know, it's not my fault.
So what do you think if it didn't work?
It's 100%
whose fault is that?
But like, whose fault is that? If it didn't work though, do you think that Michael would think, oh, they're not really
dead?
Alive.
They're not
really dead. Must be alive, their eyes didn't close, obviously.
No one's ever told me. When they do that over people's eyes, you know, they're actually touching them.
I didn't know they touched them.
Yeah, but no one's ever said that to us.
No.
Do you know what I mean? That's something you just know.
You don't really get sat down by your parents and told this is
but
what
why are they doing
is
the
like.
Same way every time?
They don't tell you that.
They swipe their hand over their face. You don't see them touching. I would do it carefully. Like, they're dead, so I'd be like one and then two.
But they just go like that. Why would you be careful if they're dead? You don't hurt them.
Like, you know them bins? You know them bins?
When you wave your hand over the lid opens.
I'm sorry.
that is my guilty secret. Yeah.
Yeah, right? It is. It's very genuinely.
It should have been a secret, bro. You should have kept that.
Oh god. All right.
My stomach.
I genuinely thought that. I didn't know.
I just thought that was just a thing. Isn't
it? What in biology would make your eyes shut like an automatic door?
Just one last muscle spasm or something. I don't know.
Well, but they don't shut. They only shut when the hand goes down it, not any other time.
Because how come they do it the same way in every film?
I don't know. But then, like, how else are they supposed to? They can't move it up to shut your eyes. They don't want to, innit?
That's the moment past now, innit?
Vivian body coat, anyway.
Yeah.
Can we play a song and regain
composure? She wouldn't bat an eyelid.
Let's play a song and then.
We've got to finish this. We're very nearly at the end. Yeah. All right. So, Viv said, there's not a day I don't look at pictures of Jose online. I'm addicted to Jose Mourinho. Oh, when my grandsons told me he was sacked from Chelsea, Christmas was cancelled and we had no dinner. I just wanted to give him a big hug and say it's fine. Viv's tattoos include Jose's eyes on her forearm. See, maybe she's onto something as well.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm done.
A few Mrs. Mourinho text tattoos and a heartbeat for Jose designed on her left breast.
Nice, a heartbeat for Jose.
Yeah, these guys can't concentrate anymore because of my guilty secret.
At the risk of saying it, what's your advice for Vivian Bodico?
Don't wave at dead people.
What have you got?
Never ask Justin for advice ever. Oh mate,
I'm not taking that L. I reckon this.
Bro, are you not gonna take that L?
I reckon there's people in the world that are like, Ross, what do you mean? What?
Yeah, so 4 year old.
No, I reckon. No, because they don't do that in films anymore. What was the last film you saw where they did the swipey eyes thing?
I don't know. I've never thought that.
Why don't you think about that type of thing? See, I'm the clever one then.
Because we all know that they're shutting the eyes.
Are you had...
The thing is, you guys have never tried to shut a dead person's eyes. So as far as I'm concerned, I might still be right. I might still be right.
I can't.
Let's get into a song. This ain't finished. I'm not done with you guys yet.
I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Bright sunshiny day.
Yeah, it's FUBAR Radio after taking the biggest L ever.
I can't. I'm still not over it.
I feel like a learner driver. The L is that big. You can see it from ages away. It's all good. It's all good. Yeah. Turns out I thought that. Nah, let's not even get back into it. Let's play a game. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, so earlier on, we had Shadow in here. And if you're a shadow, see, I'm a shadow, then you're in the shade, aren't you?
Yeah.
You can also throw shade at somebody.
Or you're a gladiator.
Yeah.
There was a gladiator, which was slightly racist, but we won't get into that.
Or my ex-girlfriend. Yeah.
No, Shadow.
Shadow, right. Follow me down this rabbit hole. You can also throw shade at somebody. Mm. A popular place to throw shade at somewhere is Twitter.
Yeah.
Rihanna often throws shade on Twitter at people. Yep. So we've got 7 clips. All you have to do is tell me which ones are real Rihanna tweets and which ones are not. Easy now.
Yeah. Well, level playing field as well, because none of us follow Rihanna on Twitter, do we? But then again, a lot of her tweets, when she throws shade, they go viral, so we kind of all
I've not seen any of her tweets.
Okay, like that, well, this is good for you then. Okay, so let's start with this.
Rihanna with Michael, Harley, and Reese on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, you see, that was some steps there with Deeper Shade of Blue, but with Rihanna over the
deeper
top
shade
of it.
Rihanna.
So.
Yeah.
Cool. We could have got my ex to do the intro as
That's
well.
True. Her name's Shade.
So
okay, well, listen carefully because some of these will be actual Rihanna and some of these will not be.
Grow a dick fast.
Okay, so did Rihanna put that on Twitter, or did we just make it up? Okay, here's number 2.
Yeah, because Whitney overdosed on a joint. Fuck out of here, you weak bitch.
Is this Abby?
No, it's Lissy. That doesn't sound very Welsh, did it, voice?
I mean, Abby doesn't sound that Welsh too,
mate,
though,
to be fair. She does sound quite Welsh. Anyway, here's here's number 3.
Yellow fuck, I don't give a fuck about you.
Okay, number 4.
Your pussy is way too dry to be riding my dick like this.
Wow. Yes, Lissy. That's just Lissy's quote. That was just one she snuck in.
Well,
I can imagine Lissy hated saying it. Do I really have to read this?
But did we make it up or is it Rihanna? Here's number 5.
Could you play it again? Just my own benefit.
Your pussy is way too dry to be riding my dick like this.
I need that. That's my voicemail now. That is actually my voicemail message.
Way too dry.
It's my greeting.
Okay, here's number 5.
I don't want you to listen to my music, blood clot ho.
Literally saying blood clot.
We've got something. Here's number 6.
Basic bitches everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And number 7.
Yikes. Run out of fucks to give.
Okay, so.
Wait, can you play number 6 again?
Number 6, sure.
Basic bitches everywhere.
Could you play number 3 again, please?
Uh huh.
Yellow fuck, I don't give a fuck about you.
And just number 4 as well, please.
Mm-hmm.
Your pussy is way too dry to be riding my dick like this.
I had to ease you into number 3 first, you know, ones.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't even really want to hear that one. I just wanted to hear 4 again.
Grow a dick fast. Was that real or not real? Was that Rihanna or not Rihanna?
I think that was Rihanna.
Rihanna. Okay.
I had real.
Yeah, that's points all round for you there. She did say that. She was actually.
Didn't she say it to a racist person?
No, she in response to Piers Morgan suggesting Rihanna should grow her hair.
That was it.
Because Whitney overdosed on a joint. Fuck out of here, you weak bitch. Was that real or not real?
I think that was real.
I think that was fake.
I said fake.
Okay, point there for Michael. That was actually real. That was in response to a fan who commented on her Instagram photo of her smoking, and then the fan claimed she was going to turn into Whitney if she keeps doing drugs like she is now.
The idiots that think marijuana is actually a gateway drug.
Number 3, yellow fuck, I don't give a fuck about you. Was that real or fake?
That's fake.
I said fake.
Oh. It has got fake here, but then it says it's a tweet about Donald Trump during the US presidential election, which makes me think it's true. Oh, so, okay.
It wasn't fake. Rihanna.
It's not Rihanna, but it was actually a tweet from, do we know who it's from? Oh, Abby made it up, but she's also made up a storyline to go with it as well. So rather than just putting fake.
Right, so gone the extra mile, pay rise.
I mean, yeah. Who said fake? I guess we're all different.
I said fake.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Is that
100% so far for me.
Okay, your pussy is way too dry to be riding my dick like this, real or fake?
That's got
to
be real.
Real.
Mm-hmm, may as well. That was real.
Well, you gave Justin a point for that.
I did, yeah. I thought you said...
Jeez, keep up, Nat.
Sorry. That was in response to Celeb Buzz, a gossip media platform, who commented on an outfit of Rihanna saying, maybe it's time to class it up and put some clothes on.
Right.
So fair response, really. I don't want you to listen to my music, Blood Clot Ho. Is that fake or real?
Fake.
I want to say real because I really had hoped you wouldn't say blood clot.
For no reason. Like.
For no reason.
Just stick it in. That sounds like something Rihanna would say.
Is it real or fake, though?
Fake.
Real.
There's a point there for Michael. But the backstory here, even though it's fake, is when someone tweeted Rihanna claiming her music was boring and all sounded the same. But it didn't happen, so it's fake. So that's details.
Why are you telling us this?
I don't know. That's why I was confused. Like, oh, okay. Basic bitches everywhere.
Fake.
Real.
It sounds too much like a Cara Delevingne, Kate Moss thing to say.
It does, doesn't it?
So you're saying fake.
But
Harley.
It sounds like something Rihanna might have said in like 2007.
Yeah, I said real.
Real.
Yeah, I'm going to go real.
No, Reese gets a point. That was fake. But it was fake, but it was also when Iggy Azalea made a remark about Rihanna dating Drake. But that didn't happen because it's fake.
Okay.
I don't know.
Iggy Azalea could never.
Okay, yikes. Run out of fucks to give.
I hope she didn't say yikes.
Yeah, I said
I'm
no.
I'm going to say false.
I said false.
And I hope she didn't say run out of fucks to give as well, because that's also a cliche.
I know that Abby wouldn't have come up with yikes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You don't know what she
so
says.
So I'm going to go real. Fuck it.
I'm going to go. I'm staying. Stick to my guns. No.
Real.
I said false.
Well, who said what? Right,
I said real.
Oh, a point for Reese there. Because it is real. When MTV tweeted, yikes, Rihanna's marijuana Coachella pics are sparking controversy, she tweeted back, yikes, run out of fucks to give. Context.
Get it.
So I feel like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 again. 4 for Michael, 3 for Harley. Reese does it. It's 2 in a row for Reese today.
Jesus. Fair play to you, mate.
Well done, mate. Congrats.
So that's good. Very good. Maybe we'll get into a quick tune and then see if we can anyone to help after that.
Yeah, I'm sure there are more people out there.
Yeah, I'm sure there are too. Okay.
They would like us to impart some wisdom.
Yeah. New flows. Yo. My hiatus, got me on my hiatus. Girls want a team, I just want a cream. And they looking like 5 flavours. Caramel, chocolate, vanilla ting like I buy vapors. She just want a fork, man, know this talk. Got me standing tall, skyscrapers. Highest ting, I'm on cloud 9. It's my time, it's about time. Had a cat scan last week. What they saw up there was pound signs. If I do it, better sound right. Your girl be texting and she sound nice. She was all up on her XO, like the OVO outside. Still trying, stay popping. Gotta live, no options. Haters, stay talking. Niggas still dissing, but I ain't bothered. Walk in, get the place popping. Moon rings all change colors. Getting tings, man, you stay bluffing. You get a ting and you stay coughing. Man, I thought that a family trying to fuck with me, now that's incest. I don't play that, I got paid back and it came back with some interest. I don't make tracks, I'll straight gas cause I made tracks when I've been stressed. Niggas stay trash on the same track, took your top 10, then I'm in them. Man, wanna talk about man, like say I don't do my thing. They be pointing fingers like, yo, who likes him? Don't like me, Batman, you know what the moonlight brings. Just did another track, man, I just wanna do my thing. And again, man, wanna talk about man, like say I don't do my thing. They be pointing fingers like, yo, who likes him? Dark Knight, call me Batman, you know what the moonlight brings. Just did another track, man, I just wanna do my thing. See them bad man pussyos hating, too blessed, I could never be them. Too busy doing my thing to slow down, watch them, I don't need a reason. No prisoner to the mind state, I'm on the road trying to free them. Came a long way, now on weekdays I'm getting crew love like the weekend. One of the best on road right now, my G man, I'm done repeating. Man keep telling me that they're big on the roads, but I never see them. Your WCW sends me texts, but I never read them. Unless she's saying that she wanna turn up this evening. Big man by 8:30. You're saying late, I'm saying early. Man talk shit but it don't concern me. Man can't phone me if they ain't 30. Still on the ball and lurking. Throw the ball in your head like Kirby. You keep saying they say you're the best, I ain't blown up, all now they ain't heard me. Thank the Lord I'm alive and I'm earning. Couldn't went left any time on this journey. Where I'm from, man ain't funny with the Mac. Rest in peace but the boy ain't Bernie. Trust for the snake, all now still burns me. And I'm treating the burns like surgery. Dissecting all of my character, trying to fix up the mind, stay sturdy. Wait, but who can do it like this? Who can do it like this? Man, I got bars, man, I got sauce, man, I just dropped it here. Who can do it like this? Who can do it like this? Man, I got bars, man, I got sauce, man, I just dropped it here. Man, wanna talk about man, like say I don't do my thing. They be pointing fingers like, yo, who likes him? Dark Knight, call me Batman, you know what the moonlight brings. Just did another track, man, I just wanna do my thing. And again, man, wanna talk about man, like say I don't do my thing. They be pointing fingers like, yo, who likes him? Dark Knight, call me Batman, you know what the moonlight brings. Just did another track, man, I just wanna do my thing.
That's Mood Rings by Cascade that you just heard on FUBAR Radio. We've got just under 15 minutes left to go. So we're going to use our last quarter of an hour to help some people out, man. What do you think, guys?
Yeah,
you're up for?
I'm down.
Fine.
I'm down to help some people. it's from Phoebe in Essex. My mum keeps buying me fridge magnets from her holidays. My fridge isn't magnetic. Is it a dick move to give them back to her?
Who's fridge magnet?
Who's fridge magnet?
It has to be, doesn't it?
Ain't it made of metal?
Yeah, I thought.
It has to be because fridges and freezers are actually made up from heaters. They have an engine in the back.
Really?
You know what? I've got an amp. It's a fridge that looks like a Marshall amp.
Oh. Do you reckon you can stick a magnet on it somewhere?
It's plastic on the outside.
Oh.
Okay.
Stick them on the inside.
Well, stick them to something else that's metal.
Yeah.
Stick them on the oven.
Maybe just let her know that thanks for all the stuff, but my fridge ain't magnetic.
Just tell her the truth. Look, my fridge is magnetic, but I don't want your magnets.
Yeah,
true. Well, stop being such a bitch and buy a magnetic fridge.
She doesn't say she doesn't want them. Maybe just glue them on the fridge and don't tell your mum, so it just looks like they're magnetic.
Yeah.
Or just ask for a stick of rock next time.
Stick of rock?
Yeah.
If she's buying it from her holidays, though, she doesn't always go to a UK seaside town.
I feel like don't give them back to her. Is it a dick move? Depends how many she's got. If she's been buying loads, mum will be like, why have you not told me this before?
I love fridge magnets, and I genuinely pick one up at every gift shop that I can.
Mm.
That's your phone, Holly.
Yeah,
could you just...
It is your
phone, because you're the only one holding a phone and texting.
Yeah. I wasn't actually texting.
Oh, okay. So you were just playing on it.
Yeah, just having a play
on
your
phone. I was reading the Lacazette story, I'm sorry.
You're an arsehole.
I could have told you the Lacazette story.
I was just reading it.
52
mil. Okay. Could read it after 6, though, maybe. I don't know.
Could do.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same story.
Yeah,
it's not going to change.
It's going to still be there, yeah. Anyway.
Sorry,
guys. Let's help someone else.
I don't know if I can anymore.
Yeah, I know. I don't feel like it anymore. I think we should play a 12-minute song.
No. Harley,
we've got any Michael Jackson on the playlist?
I don't have what extended 12-inch.
Earth song. The
yeah.
This is from Ruan. My girl keeps making me having sex to Justin Bieber. I am an open believer, but I need to stop this. Any tips?
No, you deserve it if you're an open believer. Sorry.
Don't ruin it.
Yay!
Oh, you do get a little... Well done. Yeah. Making me have sex to Bieber. What, like, when he's there, or just the music?
The music.
Have sex too. It wouldn't be the worst thing to do, would it, Bieber?
Yeah.
Depends on Bieber.
If Justin Bieber was playing whilst I was having sex, I'd be very angry.
No, but he couldn't be the worst artist.
No, the worst up there. Is having grime on your playlist and you're having sex and then like some grime song comes on, and especially if you know the person and then you're having sex to your brethren talking about like weed and guns in your ear. It's so strange.
I was going to say, especially if you know the person you're having sex with, I was like, isn't that a prerequisite?
I'd hope so.
Do you have sex playlists?
Do I?
Yeah, any of you? Yeah.
We've definitely had this conversation before, and I'm glad we're having it again.
Yeah, I don't remember the answer.
I still don't.
Really?
I have sex in silence.
You said you put Match of the Day on once. Didn't you?
That's his sex playlist, Match of the Day.
Or Netflix is on a lot of time in the background, to be fair, isn't it?
But if you had some... Harley, do you have a sex playlist? A musical playlist?
No, I play music, but I don't have a playlist.
Harley plays it to him, though, live.
Harley can play a harp while he's banging. He's that talented.
Wait.
A harp?
Yeah,
a harp.
He can learn a harp and play it while banging.
Just strumming with both hands.
Yeah, just a legendary guy.
I love Harley being on a full grand piano and doing it as well.
Do you know what? Harley's on the timpani.
No, I've just got everything. I've got like the one man band suit on. Do you know what I mean?
It's literally.
You're done.
Do you find if a different, like, it affects you, or any of you, if you had Bieber on and then something like Celine Dion popped on, or then a grime tune, would it affect you how you're doing the sex?
It would affect the rhythm.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
If it was in the background, which you'd assume it's because no one's having sex with booming music on. them levels that make your neighbours complain and shit. No one's having sex with music that loud. Do you know what I mean? So it's not really going to be noticeable when it's in the back. So anything could come on.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you get what I'm saying?
You're not gonna shuffle. You don't want to do it just a shuffle, do you? That's why you should have a playlist, maybe.
Yeah, don't put Funky House on if I'm having sex, boy.
I don't often have sex to music, though.
You just silence, and then that wide-eyed whatever Vivian was on about before.
Yeah, I want to hear is blinking when I have.
I do enjoy it, but then
blinking. Blinking.
Like having sex with music.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
But then when I'm about to have sex, I never really think, wait, hold on, I'm going to go and put some music on.
I think you have music on, and then as soon as you think, oh wait, I'm about to have sex, you turn it off, you go and pause it.
No.
And it also, you don't really often have many places that you can then play music in back alleyways, you know what I mean? So
just get the homeless guy to hum for a bit.
I like to think you bring your own like 80s style boombox thing, and you just carry it down and pop it down in
like
the
an 80s gang, isn't it? Yeah. Like leather trousers. Like, yo, we gonna get down with some sex, man. Hit it.
And if it's Reese, we know what you keep saying is turn around, bend over or something, don't you? Yeah. Like, that's your
absolutely
line.
Absolutely.
Break it down.
Don't remove your pants.
What are we talking about? Oh yeah, Bieber having sex. So you're saying like just turn it off, destroy the Bieber.
I think just turn the volume down because it shouldn't be that noticeable. If you're doing sex right, then the music that's playing.
I would
in the
really not enjoy it if my girlfriend told me to have sex to Justin Bieber.
Okay,
but you're not a believer. This is what I don't understand about Ruan. He's an open believer, so what is the fucking problem?
Right.
Would you rather have sex to Justin Bieber or Phil Collins? Who would you pop on?
Phil Collins. Groovy kind of love. Are you dumb? Make babies to that music. I don't know one Justin Bieber
song.
Easy
Lover.
Like
that may not go down well if you pop
that. That's going to be a one-night stand thing. That's a one-night stand. Groovy kind of love, though. That's the...
Oh, is it? I'll put on some, like, 2010 dubstep.
Phil Collins remixes.
I saw Phil Collins on Friday.
At BST. How was it?
Yeah, it was all right.
I was vexed. Right. If I can just interject, I was fucking fuming because I can read out a text. I won't bother. I got a text at 8:30 from a friend telling me he had a spare Phil Collins ticket. At 8:30. I was in Hackney.
It was probably for the next day and he still couldn't make it.
No, he didn't. He didn't come on till 8:50 actually. Blondie were on before. They were good.
Oh my God.
And then he did like Easy Lover, so Studio in the Air Tonight.
Who covered for Phil Bailey then with
a lady?
No way! Oh yeah,
that lady. No, he had a Mason Mayall backing thing as well. But he obviously can't play drums in a minute because he was on stage in a swivel chair. Because he's hurt his leg, hasn't he?
So he can't play drums.
Wait, so he comes on in an office chair?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's on one
just like some PC world job.
Legend.
Fucking legend.
He's on one of these basically, so he can just spin.
Man just came in on an office chair.
In there
to play Hyde Park, to headline Hyde Park. That's amazing.
And he had like a cane on the back of it, a walking stick. But then when he got off to do the encore, he made an effort of standing up. I would have just been pulled off on the swivel. On the wheels.
For real? I've been pulled off on an office chair.
Amazing.
But his 16-year-old son is playing drums for him.
Wow. So, runs in the family. Must do. Phil Collins, if you listen to any Phil Collins song, the drums are so high up in the mix, boy. You can't even hear him singing.
Yeah.
It's like... There's a girl that's been on the all the time. So.
Oh yeah, he did that. That was good. He came out, and what's the first song he did? Another Day in Paradise. Straight away.
He opened with that.
That's an opening.
Daring.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But very well done, Phil.
Shout out to Philip Collins.
I learned it.
Shaggy should take a leaf from his book.
Oh, can I ask a quick question before we go into our last song eventually?
Yeah.
Did he have a can of paint on the stage with him?
Not that I saw. Why?
Okay, cool. That debunks the myth then. Someone told me that Phil Collins always has a can of paint on stage with him to remind him that his wife ran off with a painter.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. That's what I always used to say. It's probably the same person that made me believe that you could fucking swipe your hands over someone's eyes when they're dead to make them close them.
I didn't see paint. No, I would have seen it.
What? You wouldn't forget that.
No,
it's not something you forget.
Someone genuinely told me that's the thing that Phil Collins does. He has a can of paint. Maybe it's out of sight though.
Maybe just as he's getting really old, you know, as he's getting older, he's like, oh shit, I need to watch my memory. I need reminders every now and then. Oh, he's going, where's my wife? And it sees a can of paint. sees a can. Oh yeah,
fuck.
That would be.
I feel sorry for Phil Collins. Yeah. Does he need a hug?
I think he was. Sometimes he's been a bit grumpy. His tour's called Not Dead Yet.
That's the name of his book as well, isn't it?
Mm, and but he was quite in quite a good mood, and he said, like, I used to be in a band. He played a Genesis song.
Oh, which song? Remember.
Turn It Up.
Did he also say I used to be in a relationship?
Yeah, but you remember.
Hence the can of paint.
Well, it's
hence
a myth now. But you remember years ago he was supposed to have, and he said it wasn't true that he split up with his wife by fax. So like fax had to say we're done.
That's probably why he came under the office chair. He literally just dumped someone else, and he said, "Shit, I've got to be on that. Roll me on." Ain't nothing wrong with him. He was just in the fax machine. Just roll me on.
You're late. Just push her on.
Oh, think twice.
But did he ever get out of the chair?
No, he didn't.
He never got out of the chair.
He never got out of the chair. Yeah, man came past him like that. And
he's,
oh!
Just, he's like, this is actually I.
But when he was singing, he was doing a bit of the moving around in the
swimming.
Chair.
He tried it. He jiggles you, look. He jiggles you.
Maybe Phil Collins is actually just insane.
That's why the drums are so high in the mix. Drown out the voices.
He's just mad
Stop the screaming in his head.
So confused. Just another day at the office.
Yeah, he thinks he works an office job.
You don't even see the crowd in Hyde Park. He just sees like an office full of people.
Oh dear.
I just like to put on the record that I don't think Phil Collins is insane.
I don't, neither do I. He's a creative genius. Maybe he's an insane genius. And that's another guest we'll probably never get on this station.
Well, he
now.
Was in for next week, but I'll cancel it for that's it, guys. Right,
guess we're going to have one of them.
It's been good.
We'll see you next week.
Okay.
My voice is fucked.
Bye. Bye.
Yo, remember back on the Bully when cats used to harmonize like... Yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king. Yo, it's about a thing.
Feel real good when your hands in the air and lick two shots in the atmosphere. Since you were looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gon' pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably talking out your neck saying you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. And you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. Win-win, come again. Rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they offend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yin.
Let's stop pretend. The one the pack pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty face man claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support's late. Money taking home, breaking out. You wonder why women hate men. The sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.